You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, bitches? And we're back. The Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Don't forget, go up to iTunes, subscribe to this lovely little podcast. Don't forget to Skype in, Skype name Jersey Jerks. Email us, jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And, of course, we're all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope. Are we on Periscope? I don't think so. We're on Periscope, but we can be if you want us to be. Anyway, we're back. New studio, temporary studio.
Oh, please, don't even call it a studio.
Apologize for any background noises you hear.
Yeah, I don't.
If we can't clean them up.
Did you hear it when you played it back?
I never played it back.
You didn't do a stream and check
it? Yeah, no, I didn't hear it on the stream. Yeah. No, but on the recording it might be on. Anyway, took a few weeks off, but we're here.
Hey, what's it been, a month?
Minus one. She quit.
No. I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not here fired.
We're not that lucky.
No, she had better things to do. Another shitty band is in town or probably something like that. I'm sure it has something to do with that.
I don't know.
Well, at least we know she's still reliable. That's good to know.
Nothing's changed.
She was on a good streak there for a while and then just kind of, summertime comes. And this is when she thrives.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. This is when the show doesn't. Along with the other three seasons.
Oh, man.
Thrive.
How about that? Thrives. She's probably skipping through a field right now in her stupid sundress. Fucking dumb flower in her hair. La-da-da. Skipping.
La-da-da-da-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. Skip to my loo. Stuck in traffic.
She always posts these videos. Stuck in traffic.
Thanks. Yeah, right. Thanks for the update. Yeah.
Stuck in traffic. Lay in the middle of traffic. Just kidding.
Are we?
Be two of the biggest speed bumps you ever saw.
Hey. The reverse potholes. The pothole would be your vagina. Jesus, my axle just broke. Honestly, I have to say this, though.
Uh-oh.
Since we've taken, basically the month off.
Yes.
I have to say, it's been very relaxing not having to deal with her horse shit every week. I'm not going to lie. I don't feel stressed out. I almost feel, like, rejuvenated. I can feel the juices rushing back to my balls. No, like, seriously, like, I don't feel...
That's good.
Like, sometimes, after a Thursday night, I'm fucking drained dealing with her. And now it's been so long, it's like, it feels good. It's like it is like a vacation.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks. I would have liked to have done the podcast a little bit, more and not take so much time off, but, considering the circumstances, but I have to say, this has been a gift. It's been a lovely gift.
You look
gift.
Rejuvenated.
I feel rejuvenated. I have color back in my face.
You do.
I don't feel any stress, no heart palpitations.
So you want to go back or go to doing one podcast a month?
If we do, she won't be here anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter.
I can't make it tonight. I'm thriving.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking idiot. Everybody be mean to Missy. Yes. I can't imagine whatever she's doing is more important.
Yeah, what could she really be doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure she's doing something stupid that she thinks is fucking great. That's good. When she looks back at her long legacy when she gets older, she can say, yeah, I attended just about every concert in the Delaware Valley ever. That's her goal. That's her fucking, that's going to be on her headstone when she dies.
She posted that she touched Dave Grohl's hand the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Dave Grohl got amputated too then?
Yeah, I hope not. I hope she didn't do that to him.
Yeah, I wanted to go to the concert, and then I just didn't like the venue.
I don't like the venue either.
Me neither.
I don't want to bother with it, really.
I had to sit in Foo Fighters traffic not going to the Foo Fighters concert. Oh, you know how depressing
sucks.
That is?
Yeah, that sucks. Thanks. That really does suck.
You know what sucks? Is fucking constant buzz in my ears sucks.
God. Let's try not to talk about
Sorry.
It. Because they may not hear it, so.
Yeah, sucks on this end.
Yeah, I know. For the purpose of the sound bites, for the most part,
yeah.
We technically don't need headphones.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let everybody else be miserable listening to this fucking static in the background.
Well, they may not hear it. That's the thing. It may not translate on the live feed. It's just, it's us. We're literally like sitting a foot apart from each other in a little ass bedroom with fucking wires galore. I mean, you know, like, honestly, if this was a bomb, I wouldn't know what wire to cut. They're all black.
We're going
to
get cancer.
Yeah. How much radiation are we pumping out right now?
We're going to get it from the smoking anyway, yeah, and so is Marco. Right. So.
Hey, I'm getting secondhand, cocksuckers.
How's that lymphoma? Is that doing well?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Anybody do anything exciting while we're gone?
Yeah, not do a podcast.
Except relax like you did?
Dude, just chill, really. Relax.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I didn't do anything fucking special.
A little drinking, a little smoking, a little sexing.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Got to do a little sexing.
Yeah, well, you know, me and my hand.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I did anything exciting, but it's been a fucking miserable 4 weeks.
Well, because of the storm?
Well, in part, yeah. Like, you know, at the very last time we podcast, the very end, we talked about how I sold my house.
Mm-hmm.
And
hence why we're here.
I moved out, and I was under contract on another house, which it should have been ready at some point, but finally, we had that giant storm and two fucking trees fell on the house.
That's ridiculous. That's terrible, dude. The luck is unbelievable.
Yeah, and, you know, normal people, when a tree falls on their house, tree people. you have the tree people out the next day to fucking take the tree off the house.
When two trees fall on your house, do you hear it?
Should have crushed the fucking people that own the house.
Jesus Christ.
So the house that I'm buying is a short sale, so they really don't give a fuck. So they had to wait for the insurance adjuster to come out. I mean, they just got the tree off the house yesterday. The storm was like 3 weeks ago.
What the fuck?
So now they have to assess the damage. It's just such a fucking pain in the ass. And, you know, I didn't have a place to live. And to rent an apartment in New Jersey for anything less than a year, they want fucking urine, blood. Like, it's like $2,000 a month to rent a fucking apartment. That apartments that are normally $1,200, $1,300, they charge extra for a short term lease. It blows. So I had to move back in with my mom for which I thought was going to be maybe a month at the most. Mm. Now with all this damage to the fucking house, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
How's that been? Living with your mom again?
It's not terrible. No. It's just like,
is she ever there?
We have completely different schedules.
Okay,
so that's cool. I don't really see her all that much, but it's just. Me living at home, my mom again is just like, oh my god, not again. It is depressing.
I hope you can't catch that disease.
What disease?
Moving back home.
Listen,
go,
if you try to
go far,
if you move to Florida, terminal, they would move to California.
They fucking move away from me.
Well, if that's a disease, then I'm terminal.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, I mean, this story of my life. It is my life. Yeah, just this morning, I woke up to take a piss. My dad was already pissing. I was like, sorry. Sorry. It sucked. I'm like, you know, good for you.
Fuck. I had my 40th checkup.
How's your asshole?
Oh, yeah, yeah. For what? Full
just
checkup?
Full checkup.
Okay. He said they said he had the asshole of a 35-year-old.
No, man, I just felt.
How did it go though? Like
it
what,
went. It went. I got high blood pressure.
You know, I wanted to say something to you when
first
you came
time
in.
Ever.
You look different, like in a sense that your eyes look like
I'm exhausted.
Okay, they look exhausted. A little poofy. You got like dark circles under your eyes.
Yeah, I'm exhaused.
You look
okay.
like shit.
Thank you.
And you look a little paler too.
Really?
Yeah. Have you lost sun?
When I go out, the sun goes in.
Yeah, okay, I was getting scared of me. Were you sunbathing during a storm or something? Like,
No. It's just been a long week. That's all.
Okay.
No. You know, my son's. I think he's sick, so.
Okay.
You know, he keeps us up. But yeah, I had the old butt check there.
Oh, really? Is that what they do?
Yeah, he put. Oh shit!
Is that when
going to storm?
Is that when he squirted it on your back?
Well, the thing is, you know, I told him, you know, it's my 40th, and he said, "All right." And I said, "Well, I have colon cancer in my family, you know, so
you
I want to get it."
Well,
my grandfathers both died of
both
one
of
was
them.
Prostate, one was colon.
Jesus. All
so
right.
He was like, "All right." He said, "You gave me a choice. He was a nice guy. He said, you can bend over with your elbows, or you can lean on your side.
We can bend over with your elbows.
Like stand up,
right?
Or you can get on all fours."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could stand out like
there's
this.
There's gravity boots.
Or you can, you know, lay down on the thing.
Right.
Kind of on your side, and you can go that way. So I chose to stand up and bend over.
Take it like a man.
I took it like a man. So he, you know, it's cliche. He puts the glove on. It's like slap.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I kind of looked behind me, and he's like, you could drop your pants. Drop my pants. My balls hit the floor.
Drop your pants.
And I look, he's putting the, you know, he's lubing his finger out. And
oh,
like, fuck.
How many fingers?
I don't know.
So you don't know. You can't tell.
I can't tell. No.
One is too much.
It's a fist.
He's like, relax. Just relax. And then it begins. He spreads the cheeks. I don't know if he's a pro. He did it with one hand. He was like this. You know, I got big ass. So he's like stretching it. And then he goes, relax, relax. And now, boom. And he's going. And usually it's just like quick. This motherfucker wasn't. He like made the sign of the cross in my ass, and he went around a couple times. And he's like, "All right, everything looks good." He does something, puts something on like a piece of paper.
Cum. Oh,
no, that was my cum.
Okay.
He hit the prostate.
All right.
So everything was good there, but the rest of the fucking night.
How did he clean the shit out from under his fingernail?
Yeah. You know, I went to look because I took a shit earlier in the day, and I tried to clean up before I went. And I don't know if he came. When he went up there, I felt like I had to shit. Like I thought I was going to shit myself. The last time I had it done, it wasn't like that. This time,
the last time he had both hands on his shoulders,
it was a woman. It was a woman.
Oh, really?
Smaller fingers.
Strap on.
She was built like a man, but it was still. So, but the rest of the day, you know, no matter how many times I wiped my ass, I felt the fucking gel just keep seeping out.
Oh,
like fuck! This is what it feels like to be a woman.
Or a faggot. Sorry. I didn't mean to offend your doctor.
Oh, so yeah, I had that done, man. That just fucking...
You a fag?
That just fucked my day up.
Yeah, I bet.
It's only a couple days ago, so I'm fresh.
Are you still greasy down there?
No. That whole day, though, man, just kept feeling like something was fucking just... You have to do it, man. You guys got to do it.
Dude, you make it sound like it's a roller coaster ride I'm missing out on. Like, you out of your fucking mind?
It is. It's pleasure and then it's pain.
What pleasure? Where's the pleasure?
It's no pleasure, man. It's fucking awkward, annoying. Kind of, it doesn't hurt. It's just like, oh, God.
Fucking faggot. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt after the first inch.
He was all up in there, man. He was all up in there.
Did he numb you down there?
Num, 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 num.
The cold floor hitting my balls numbed me. No, yeah, it was, you know, you should get it done, though, man. It'll save a life.
I know I'm going to have to at some point.
I can't wait to hear your story.
No, oh, please. Guy's going to look like fucking, he's going to look like Walter White in a hazmat suit. Did you lose a watch? I don't know, man. I know I need that kind of a checkup. I already had a physical early this year, and everything was fine, but, you know, blood work, everything was fine, but I haven't had, you know, that. And I know it's definitely something I got to do.
Yeah, I got to go for blood work, but I got high blood pressure.
How the fuck do you have high blood pressure?
I don't know. Never
from
in my
what?
Life.
Well, no know. Shit, never in your life.
Because
you just found out now.
I'm supposed to wear the mask, and I don't.
What mask?
Oh, the sleep hat.
Is that what it's from? It's from sleep apnea?
Yeah, I'm not getting good sleep. That's, again, hence the eyes and stuff.
Okay.
I'm just tired.
You don't wear your mask?
Sometimes. I have to wear it. If I wear it consistently.
Right.
You know, I'm very refreshed in the morning, but you have to sleep on your back.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
See, so. I could like sleep on my back when I'm taking a nap, but if I'm doing, you know, if I'm going to bed at night, I got to sleep on my side or my stomach. I can't.
Right.
They got to come up with a better fucking system for that shit. Because I know I need one.
Yeah.
I definitely need a pilot's mask.
Yeah, I got to get a new one. He wants me to go back and get, like, do the sleep study again. And start over and get it.
That's another thing I got to fucking do, a sleep study. Yeah.
And it sucks because the sleep studies, they pull these wires.
That just died. Some actress that was in Can't Buy Me Love, the hot blonde that was in that movie.
Wasn't so hot anymore.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what she looked like now. I know she's dead now, but she died complications of sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Which is fucking crazy. She was like 43 years old and she's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not heavy like me. Right. So if she died from it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, for me, it's like walking on gauze. Like, I'm going to fall through.
Yeah.
That sucks. That sucks.
Yeah, so you got to do that. But, you know, when you go for those...
So you're on blood thinners now, right?
No, I'm on... I got blood pressure medicine.
Isn't that blood thinner?
I don't know what the fuck it is.
No?
I just got to take it and then I see...
That's
it
not think so. That's not good, though. I think... Oh, it's temporary?
Yeah, it's just to get my blood pressure down. I got to start wearing a mask. Stuff.
Have you been wearing it?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I only went 2 days ago. I probably will because I'm getting fucking tired. You can see it's just wearing me down.
Your wife's going to shove a lightsaber up your ass.
As you know, I snore very loudly.
Yeah,
one day
bad.
I'm not going to wake up.
It's bad. It's bad. I've heard it. Well, we all lived together. That was fucking
loud, right?
That was fun, though, because if any one of us that would wake up could hear the other two, which is funny, you know, and everybody had their own like rhythm section going. Yours was bad. There were times where it sounds like you were dying. You would hear him, he would be like,
That's exactly what it is, man.
That's like you were really, really like dying for oxygen.
To get that test, the sleep study, you're hooked up to these wires, and if you move a little bit, they wake you up because they have to come fix it. It's not like you're not like loose. And you turn over, you got to watch because the wire. It's not like very.
So how the fuck did they get an accurate study?
You figure they would come up with a different way.
Can't they just record your snoring and be like, yeah, he's got it. We got to give him a mask. Isn't that?
They hook everything up to your fucking like
brain.
Yeah, all over the place.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I don't know how they did it, but they were like, oh, you were not bad. I'm like, it's bullshit. I'm bad. You kept waking me up every 10 fucking minutes.
That sucks.
Yeah, man. So, you know, if you go for a sleep study, you gotta look forward to that. That mess.
Ooh.
There's the thunder.
We may go out.
Yeah, if we go out, just apologize.
See you later.
We'll be back in a month.
Yeah.
We get electrocuted.
Oh, I only wish.
Oh, man.
I only wish.
Be baking up in here.
Never that lucky. So that sounds pretty,
That was all recent.
Every time we take like a mini break or something, you always come back with a doctor story, dude.
I have to, you know, I just got these little aches and pains. I don't know if it's in my head.
Let me ask you this. Did he make any comment about eating healthier? Yeah. Is that part of it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yep.
That sucks.
Definitely got to start eating better.
But I thought you did. You were.
I was, but it gets hard with a kid because you're rushing around. It's like, I'm not cooking. Stop and get something. And I'm like, I don't really want fast. I don't really eat fast food anymore.
You can't
really
cook yourself?
Yeah, but sometimes there's nothing. You know, we can go shopping or,
right.
You know, it's kind of, you have to
pick up a salad. You're not a big salad eater.
I love salad.
Oh, you do?
That's all I eat for lunch. I'll eat salad.
There you go.
Just because it's on top of a hamburger doesn't make it a salad.
Because it's 3 pounds of chicken and it comes with garlic bread doesn't make it healthy.
Isn't that funny? The fucking salad places are like, they give you this healthy option and you get the most unhealthiest toppings on there. And on top of that, they give you a loaf of bread on the side with butter. And you're just like, yeah, I don't see how this is any different than McDonald's.
I want the one with the pasta in it. Like, just go get some pasta, dude, you fat fuck.
I won't even fucking, if I go to like a Salad Works, I won't even ask
I had Salad Works before I came here, but I didn't get pasta in it. I don't get pasta anymore.
I'll just get the Caesar salad. That's their healthiest salad, I think.
Yep, that's what I usually get.
The chicken Caesar, yeah. But, it's unbelievable. Like, you try to get, a couple weeks ago, me and my girl ordered out, and we ordered salads, actually, from a pizza place. Which I thought was really weird.
Yeah.
It is, but I mean, we didn't feel like going out to buy shit or making it or whatever. So, and I ordered a chef salad. And the chef salad is like the one with all the lunch meat in it. It's got like ham and roast beef and chicken and whatever. And it was really fucking good. But honestly, by the time I got done pouring the dressing on it, you know, and it was like a big, it was like a $10 salad. It was huge. by the time I got done doing everything I did to it, it's like, what would have been the difference if I just got a fucking cheesesteak? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's healthy ingredients in here, but I ruined it with the unhealthy toppings. Scared the shit out of somebody shit themselves.
Yeah. Fuck you, Thunder! You can suck my dick!
I hope the mic picks up the Thunder.
Yeah, I don't know if it did. But that's that.
It sounds like someone's
picking up all the other background noise around here.
Why not the Thunder? About to be some other Thunder.
That's a good one. That actually sounded similar to it.
And I'm not going to get no sleep because my fucking stupid dog has to come on the bed and like sit on your head.
Why? He's fucking gonna, close your door.
He stays asleep in the room.
Why?
That's just, they always slept in the room.
No, fuck that.
But
dude,
this motherfucker.
I don't let my cats come in here.
This motherfucker's nervous Nelly. He's got a fucking, you know.
How are they on the 4th with all the fireworks and shit?
The one dog is fine. The black dog is a fucking idiot.
Oh.
He's the one that almost died when we got him. So he's, I don't know, he's born with.
Would he have sickle cell?
Actually, parvo, which is a blood, it's a blood disorder for dogs.
Parvo.
Parvo.
Kosher parvo?
Kosher, yeah.
Kaiser parvo?
Yeah. Anyway, he's fucking going to keep me up all fucking night by sleeping on fucking head.
How many dogs you got now?
Two. Can't wait to get rid of both and trade them in for one. Good one.
Why get another one? You got a kid now. What do you need a dog for?
I want a fucking good dog.
What kind of dog?
Like a bigger dog.
Are you going to be able to get a bigger dog? Just out of curiosity, why do you always have Shih Tzus?
They were small. Like where we were living, we couldn't have a bigger dog.
You know, I don't see the point of having a pet if you have to get a Shih Tzu. It's like a little dust mop with feet, with paws.
Well, the bonus is when they get sick, because you know dogs will get sick in your house. At least it's little shit. If I get a big dog, that motherfucker would let pile shit all over.
Clean this up. I got to be honest with you. My fucking cats leave a pretty big mess.
Do they?
Yeah. Rocky, you would think a fucking mountain lion was in here taking a dump. The other day, I walked downstairs. See, here's the problem with my cat. When he sees that the litter box has to be spotless. If there's just one turd, which, by the way, was his. If he sees it, he's like, no, someone was supposed to pick this up, so I'm going to leave you a little gift. So I walk downstairs to go to work, and at the bottom of the stairs, there it is, just sitting there for me, just waiting.
I left your present.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, motherfucker. So now I got to pick up the shit, flush it down the toilet. And it's the worst because cat shit doesn't flush like human shit. They're like bobbers. They just hang around for a while. They don't fucking go right down. And you think by grabbing it and picking up, there'd be a little weight to it? Well, I thought it was going to be heavier than it was, so I went like this, and I flicked one up in the air, and I couldn't find it forever. It took me like 5 minutes to look for it. I'm like, where the fuck did it go? There's a fucking ball turd rolling around somewhere, and I can't fucking find the motherfucker. These fucking cats are ridiculous. Bella's old. She's like, I don't know if she's dying. I have no idea what her problem is, but she doesn't like pissing in the cat litter box anymore. She'll shit in the box. But she won't piss in it. She has to piss on the fucking floor. Not in, like the garage floor, thankfully, because now we lock them in the garage. But still, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if, like, is it the litter that, is it ruining her vagina? I have no idea. Do cats even have vaginas? Fucking don't know.
Pussy has a pussy.
Yeah, does she have a pussy?
I don't know.
Cats are just assholes in general.
Yeah.
They really are. He's with me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He's living on his own. He ended up getting a full year lease. He's like, fuck this
shit. He can afford the more expensive places.
Yeah. He's lounging by the pool.
No, but like, before my cat will knock something off the shelf, like, he gets my attention. Right. Like, he'll tap his claw.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, look at me before I throw this on the floor.
Rocky does it with water, with cups of water.
They try to get your attention.
Like, yo, yeah. Check this out. Watch this.
He won't knock it over when you're not looking. He waits for you to see him knock it over. Like, you fucking jerk off. Like, they really are. They're just assholes.
I wish my cat sounded like Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, man.
I had to call him Rocky. What else was I going to call him? I think I'll call every pet I ever get Rocky, boy or girl.
Nothing wrong with that.
Unless I have more than one. Ew, I have to turn for you.
Ugh.
I can see the fucking lightning in the mirror.
Yeah, I'm looking over your shoulder. That motherfucker is nasty.
Well, I heard today that, northwest of us, there was supposed to be some serious shit happening, like right outside Philadelphia and up, like 60-mile-an-hour winds and stuff like that. Awesome. I don't know what the fuck's going on. We never had this before.
Nope.
Like in a row. Like there's so many big storms so close together, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I don't know. Everything seems to be changing weather-wise. Like I notice it's warmer, like later in the day, not so much early in the day. And it's just, I don't know. It's like the whole fucking thing feels like it's changing. Like, I don't, does this mean we're going to have another cold winter? Or are we going to have a, cause last summer I thought was really great. Like it wasn't that humid last summer. And when we had a brutally cold winter, one of the coldest we ever had. And now it's been pretty fucking hot, like consistently. So are we going to have a mild winter?
Who the fuck knows?
You can't tell. And God, the biggest fucking bullshit job on the planet is a fucking weather person.
They can only tell so much.
It doesn't matter. Get off the fucking TV. Seriously. Everything they've said has been wrong. Everything. The weather apps are better because they update like every 10 minutes. So you get more accurate information.
Well, yeah.
Like my dad. I love him to death, but he could be a fucking moron. He waits every night to watch the fucking 11 o'clock news.
Right.
Just to watch the weather. And I'm like, why are you watching it? They're never right. They've never been right. And he gets mad about it the following day. He's like, I don't understand. They said no rain. It's fucking raining outside. I'm like, get the app. You have a fucking smartphone. Well, now use it.
That's up date to the minute.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's what I'm saying. Don't give me a bullshit... Dude, I could be a weatherman. I don't need to go to school for it. Tomorrow's going to be sunny. Partly sunny.
It might rain.
It's going to be partly sunny, chance of rain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it doesn't matter. They don't get fired. They don't get fired.
Well, because it's not an exact science.
Yeah, but...
But they've never had this problem before. This has gotten worse now.
All you gotta do is look somewhat good and...
Is being a doctor an exact science?
No, of course.
Oh, look somewhat good? Is that what you think of Hurricane Schwartz?
Well, yeah, I can't...
Jesus, could you be any Jewier? It's like Saul Rosenberg with a mustache.
No, Shut up! I'm not Jewish!
I got somebody in mind that could be a lot Jewier, but...
Yeah, but I don't know. And what's the other chick on Action News? See, we're now talking local, so people listening out of this country are probably like, what the fuck are they talking about? The Cecily Tynan?
Yeah. She used to be hot.
She used to be hot. Mm-hmm. You know? Now she's like a wax statue of her former self. Mm-hmm. All the plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can't stand her arms. They freak me out. Because she's so fit, but her arms, she still has the arm jiggle, and she always wears sleeveless shit.
Yep.
So every time she lifts her arms, you see the arm jiggle and you can't, I don't know what the weather is every time she's on. I'm like, I'm looking at the arm jiggle. Chance of arm jiggle, 90%. It's every fucking time. I don't know why she's still on. They need to replace her with somebody hotter. Someone younger.
Somebody younger.
Get Kate Upton. I want to see Kate Upton as a weather girl.
Oh, Jesus. Our buddy would have a field day with that there on the weekend. Chris.
Oh.
Weather.
Yeah. Well, he only works Sunday mornings.
Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, I'm not here on Saturday, but Sunday mornings I'll watch him and same thing. It's a guesstimate. Well, as you can see now, the sun is out. Thank you. I have windows. I have to turn the TV on for this. I mean, none against Chris. I love him to death, but shit.
It's like that with all of them, dude.
It's like you're telling me shit I already know. Tell me something I don't know.
Well,
like I'm going to die in 3 days or something like that.
The news in general just seems like it's a dying profession. Like, you can get all your information online.
Yeah, and you don't have to hear the negativity. You can just read it without the emotion. Every time you turn the news on, tonight we visit the house where three little girls were raped and then murdered. Yeah, and it's just like...
But first, sports.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's stupid. It's just dumb. Every news station, company, it's all miserable news. No happy news.
That's how they make.
I want a happy news station. Yeah. That's why I don't watch the news. I'm tired of it. If something important happens, I'll get an update on my phone. I'll just read it, you know. But if it's, I'm not going to purposely watch world news tonight or CNN. Oh God,
yeah, I haven't watched that shit in years. Like, you know, part of my daily routine is reading the news online. Right. Like, I don't need to watch it on TV.
Yeah, yeah. Like they were saying over the 4th of July weekend. That the terror alert was through the roof.
Yeah.
And, you know, that Homeland Security was doing everything they could for precautions of terrorist attacks, but they don't tell you what the possible terrorist attacks are. You would think that they have the in other words, if you think that there's a terrorist attack coming, you heard something. You got some piece of information. Share. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Share. Don't tell us that it's a color. The terrorist threat is red. Why is it red? What's making it red? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't tell me.
Blood.
Yeah, but I mean.
Let's face it, 90% of the time it's sand color.
Sandalwood? What the fuck color is that? No, but it just drives me nuts. It's like, give me some information. See, in other words, do I have to stay away from a marina that weekend? Do I have to stay away from a beach that weekend? Do I have to stay away from an airplane that weekend? Tell me something that's in danger. Like, last week, US Air shut down, grounded every plane in the country because something was wrong with their.
Oh, yesterday. That was yesterday.
No. Then it happened again.
United Airlines was yesterday.
Okay. Then the other one was last week. They grounded every fucking airplane because, what was it? Some sort of software malfunction or whatever.
Yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday. It also affected the stock markets too.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, so the stock market didn't start till like 4, right before it closed.
Yeah. I don't know what the point of the stock market opening that late.
Well.
Get some trading in.
Well, nothing gets done. I mean, if you have stock in something and nothing gets done, then obviously it will drop. There's no action towards it.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you telling me now that we have to rely on what for flying? Like, now we have to worry about shit for that? Like, we have to worry about terrorists. We have to worry about, you know, crashing into other planes or whatever the fuck. And old planes. Now you got to worry about something that has nothing to do with the plane. It's like, you know, it's like, well, what the fuck's going on here? Everything's malfunctioning. Fucking shit hackers. Is malfunctioning.
These hackers.
Yeah.
Hacking.
That's going to be our downfall. That's going to be the world's downfall.
Technology.
Yeah, it's going to be it is going to be like Cyber 9. Like the Terminator.
Skynet,
that's it. Cyber 9 created.
What's Cyber 9?
Cyber 9 Industries was they're the ones that created the Terminator, or the metal or whatever the fuck, the software, and then it turned into Skynet.
Gotcha.
Don't you remember the ride in Florida? Cyber 9, as you're walking in, it had that woman's voice. We were there.
Yeah, we were there. I remember now, yeah.
Yeah, fucking Terminator.
I could do without the last Terminator.
This one, you mean?
This one's out now?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I'm interested in seeing it.
I mean,
when it comes on HBO.
The plot, I read the plot and it sounds okay, but they got the, you remember the from T2, the one that molded and everything? The T-1000?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So they got a guy who looks like Robert Patrick, but he's Asian. They kind of tried to match him up exactly with the Robert Patrick guy.
Right.
And he looks like him, but he's Asian. So you didn't get the same guy. It looks different. You know what I'm saying? I think it's supposed to be like the same exact model of the same exact like facial structure and everything, but it's not him.
It's built better because it's Asian.
He's a lot shorter. It's unreal. Like, you know, I love the CGI Arnold because it does look like the original Terminator, but the real Arnold looks awful. Like, they can't use a computer to fix that. Jesus Christ.
Seriously, man.
He looks terrible, man. He looks real. He can't even fucking move.
And he's doing a Conan again. He's doing another Conan.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, but he's like a king or something.
So he's not. He's got a son. He's got to have a son or something.
I have no idea.
What the fuck?
He was on Stern talking about it.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Are they doing another twins?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
They are.
Yeah.
With DeVito and him?
I think
what they got grandkids?
No, I think they're trying to. He said they're trying to get Eddie Murphy.
I was just joking.
They're trying to get Eddie Murphy as the other guy.
Eddie has fallen off the earth for me as far as what he does in movies, but there's no way he's going to do that.
Nah.
There's no way he's going to do that.
I don't know. He's done worse.
Yeah, but he had to do that by himself. He's not going to fucking use two other stars to make a shitty picture.
That's true.
Twin with Danny DeVito.
All their faded stars.
I mean, come on. It's fucking ridiculous, man.
Bad Boys 3. I saw that.
Well, that's, I'm anticipating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How bad can that be? I can't.
It's one of the few franchises where the second was better than the first.
Yes.
I mean, we watched the shit out of that.
It was so good.
Yep. Way better than the first. And I love the first.
Joe Falsetti in the chat room says he's been waiting for like 2 weeks for us to come back on.
Sorry, Joe. You know, shit happens.
I thought you were going to say he said he's been waiting for 2 weeks and the show sucks so far.
No. There's another guy that kept fucking emailing us every
week. Same guy that broke my balls that one day?
The Potato King?
No, not the Potato King.
All hail the Potato King.
Potato faggot.
Potato penis.
Let's see. I think his name is Parvez.
Parvez.
Parvez is God. His email.
It's Potato King's cousin.
Are you dumb pieces of shit live tonight? Eat my asshole, you jerk offs.
Sounds Parvez. Like the Potato King.
When in the fuck can I expect to hear you dumb fucks again? Jesus fucking Christ, for fuck's sake, suck it, you fat fucks.
That's Missy.
We have like 9 fans and they're all insane.
I know.
Next week.
And they're insulting as hell.
The 8th. Live tomorrow, cocksuckers. He just kept emailing us.
I don't know what Parvez is, so I can't figure out which racist sound effect
Parvez
applied.
is it's Guatemalan for Potato King.
That's pretty funny.
Are you guys live tomorrow night? Eat my asshole, you fat fucks.
We did get, I don't know, I don't think I, did I read the email?
How could you? We weren't here.
Yeah, that's true. We got an email from a gentleman. Blinny725.
Blinny?
Blinny, what's his name? Buddy. His name is Buddy. Buddy B?
Hi, Buddy.
Hey, Buddy. Basically, he said, I just want to thank you guys for doing the show. I had found your show like a year and a half ago. Your Ramon-style logo caught my eye.
Ah,
as they were in my mind as the greatest band ever. I work nights
disagree.
So I can listen to the podcast all night and would not be interrupted, and I thought you guys are great. A month or so after finding a podcast, I was in a bad accident. I was run over while pumping gas.
Oh,
and was
shit.
Pinned between this lady's car and the safety barrier by the pumps. I was in the hospital for 8 weeks in a rehab center for another 8 weeks because my legs had been so badly damaged.
He got no legs.
Lieutenant Thayen. I had a lot of company during visiting hours, but at night when I was in my room alone, I would download the old shows and just laugh my ass off. Even the nurses were like, who are you listening to? And I would try to get them to listen. It really helped me get through some shitty nights, so I just wanted to say thanks for the show.
Ah!
I would love to talk to you guys about the accident. I could do it from my iPad. If you want to see the news story, just Google my name, Buddy Blinn, accident, and it pops up. Let me know when you want to talk. If you want to get a hold of me before I can give you my cell number, just let me know.
It'd be the first celebrity we have on in a long time, since the guy called from the motel.
He hasn't called since.
Man, he's a good dude.
You'd have to Skype in.
I'm glad he's all right.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's all right. I'm glad the pumps didn't fucking explode. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine?
No.
He wouldn't be talking to us.
No, we'd lose a listener. No. I'm glad
can't afford that.
I'm glad he enjoyed the show.
I hope he ends up being a millionaire because of that. Yeah. Not that it'll replace his fucking legs, but...
Just another person we help succeed.
He could donate.
Yeah, yeah.
Good call, Chris.
Dude, he'll donate his prosthetic leg to us. Wow, that sucks. How the fuck do you get...
I guess he worked there.
Okay, but how do you get run over at a pump?
You have to read the story. I don't know.
I'm saying, though, like, you...
No, because normally you're between...
fly by pumps?
Right. Like, how did the car hit him? Normally you're between, like, the pump and the car you're pumping gas into.
I don't know. Maybe he was standing. I don't know.
We need to talk to him.
We do need to talk to him. You need to call in.
Does he Skype in? Is he from Jersey? He must be.
Massachusetts.
Oh, they don't pump their own gas in Massachusetts?
No.
Oh.
All right. Oh, yeah, they do. I think so. I don't know.
So he was probably pumping his own car.
I don't know.
Well, he had to be if they don't pump their gas. If they pump their own gas, they don't have attendance doing
it. My ESP isn't working, so I can't really. I got
your ESP. Your sleep apnea has made it retarded.
Buddy Blend.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
At least our show's good for some of it. Made him laugh while he's fucking.
Well, that's
trying
good.
To get
yeah,
his,
that's what I mean. I'm happy. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm seriously happy for him that he's fine and he's recovering. And
oh yeah, it's all over. Oh my god, it's all over the fuck, all over the Google.
Read the story. I'm curious.
I'm pulling it up.
All right.
They should play our show over the loudspeaker in hospitals to bring joy to everybody there, especially in the pediatric center.
Oh, yeah, especially when we talk about Marco's proctological exams to pump that through.
These guys don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
He used a fist.
Who the fuck was his doctor? Working. All right. It was a frightening scene at a Citgo gas station in Dorchester on Sunday morning when a driver plowed into a man who was pumping gas. Caroline Post was walking to work, jumped into action when... Okay, so this woman helped pull him out from the wreckage.
Wow.
She found the gas station customer bleeding profusely, and he was on the ground, flipped over backwards. A driver had struck the man, pinning him against a gray barrier near a pump. I pulled my belt off and put a tourniquet on his leg.
Wow. He must have been really bad. A tourniquet? Jesus Christ.
The victim had been identified as 48-year-old Buddy Blinn of Dorchester.
Dorchester.
Fucking cocksucker.
He
had surgery Sunday on his leg. I guess whatever it was. His other leg is broken. Okay. He was asking for his wife. He was saying he was going to die. Post tried to keep Blinn calm while relying on the first aid she learned about 30 years ago in boot camp. I was in the main course for 8 years, so I learned basic first aid.
Does anyone have a Band-Aid? This man has a puncture wound.
Boston firefighters say they had to use extrication tools to free Blinn.
Wow.
Fuck.
While firefighters were there, the overhead fire extinguishing system at the gas station activated.
Whew.
So, before I guess it...
Man.
Yeah, before...
I'll tell you what really makes that story depressing. You reading it.
What the fuck, man?
Dude, your emotions are just fucking fucked up.
I'm
just happy it wasn't me.
Well, no shit, we all are, but at the same time. I mean,
are we?
I don't want to die like that, or I don't want to get hurt like that.
Oh, no, I thought you meant happy it wasn't him.
Oh, no.
Buddy Blinn, who works overnight at a Stop and Shop, he works there. Mm. He's all over Google. Man.
That's what we, well, maybe, you know what? Maybe one of us should get hit by a fucking car. We'll get some exposure. Marco of the Jersey Jerk Show was pinned between a semi and a fucking...
pinned between a Mr. Softy.
Marco, who's working on his second divorce.
Why you gotta add that in there? It's got nothing to do with the story. That's false.
Are you guys gonna have another kid?
Going back and forth, but right now, no.
Right.
A handful as it is.
Yeah.
So.
Are you both going back and forth on, or is she like, yes, I want to have one, and you're
she's
like,
she's going
no.
back and forth between him and another guy.
Good one.
You're not supposed to tell him.
I'm fucking around.
Here's Buddy Blinn. Right in the middle. Looking a little pale. There he is.
Ah, buddy.
Come on, bud. I wonder if he's walking. Are you walking, buddy?
Christopher walking? I'm sure he is fine. He said he did 8 months in rehab.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
When did it happen? What was the date?
I don't know. This story is May 14th.
Of this year? Oh, it was last year. All right. Yeah. So he should be okay now. I'm assuming he's probably walking.
I don't know. We'd have to ask him.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're all right, buddy.
I'm glad we could help you through it with our stupidity. Maybe Missy will show her tits.
Yeah, right. Come on. You really want to see those hairy things? They look like camel humps.
That's just fuzz from them dragging on the carpets all day.
All the cum she doesn't wipe off.
Look at my titties, buddy.
Oh, stop it. I'm going to throw up. Oh, God. Is anybody else grossed out right now?
The milk's gone bad!
Jesus Christ.
Buddy.
Buddy love.
So gross.
I know she's probably like, she's probably going to hear this and be like, oh, whatever, you know, she's going to feel shitty about herself.
After the whole vacation thing, the long vacation, the Memorial Day thing, I don't think she can feel any more shittier about herself.
Why?
She fucked up.
I don't think she cares.
Wait. Oh. I blocked that out of my mind.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. No, it's all right. I blocked that out of my mind because for a second I didn't know what you were talking about. I was like, wait, what? I forgot about it because I was trying to block it out.
Yeah.
It's all right. I see that karma has been visiting her. And we'll delve into that when she comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy about it.
Oh, but small, but...
It doesn't matter. It's a small victory, because I know it's a big deal for her.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, it's a small victory. Right. I was happy when I heard it. I was like, yes! I was fist bumping. Yes! Fucking idiot. That's what you get.
The more I thought about it, man, I can't believe that somebody could still act like that at that age, you know. Is she, 52?
We already went into this.
Yeah, I know.
Her skin is 52.
Sorry.
Her brain is 3. What do you mean?
Everybody be mean to Missy.
That's right.
Everybody be mean to Missy.
That's right. It's easy to be mean to Missy. I only wish I knew what the fuck she was doing tonight. I'm sure it's going to be some bullshit excuse next week. I was working.
Well, she couldn't do that thing yesterday because of she had a work meeting at 8:30.
Oh, stop it. You work in a fucking mailroom. What meeting do you have to be involved? We're going to use two stamps. End of meeting.
More Liberty Bell stamps.
Yeah, what kind of meeting is she involved? It's not like she's a CEO or anything.
We do have a Missy update. I'm going to see if I can... She's doing here.
She's the CMO, Chief Mail Officer.
This is her posting.
Put in the mic.
Hey, traffic. Hate it. All right, I'm on my way to my first PETA investigation, and it looks like a tornado is about to happen, and if it does, I'm stealing the dog so it doesn't go to the Wizard of Oz.
What the fuck is she babbling
about? She's doing
about?
A PETA investigation.
A penis investigation.
Yeah. She's trying to investigate. She
take a fucking sock in it, you cow!
I would believe she's talking about PETA bread more than anything.
She's doing a PETA investigation.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch!
So she is not here at the show because she's doing a PETA investigation.
So that's from today?
Yeah, it's from today. Okay. I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think. That's how the Snapchat thing works.
Snapchat.
It stays around for a couple of days, so I don't know if she just posted that.
Why are you following me on Snapchat, creepster?
Shut the fuck up.
Was she saying it doesn't go to the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Because of the hurricane?
Because of the hurricane.
Did she say tornado or hurricane?
She said tornado.
Okay. But still, like...
I mean,
did the dog get sucked up in a tornado in the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, it went with, what's her name?
Horathy.
Yeah, Horathy. That would be, if we had to redo it with Missy, it would be Horathy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know, what would the dog be named? Yeah. Odo. Odo.
There's no place like whore.
You're a fucking bitch.
There's no place like the trailer park. Tornado.
She's a whore.
He's a total fucking asshole.
A fucking whore. Fucker.
You look like a whore.
A hooker, for Christ's sake.
I keep getting severe weather updates. Yeah, thank you for the thunderstorm warning. We already saw it.
Good. Maybe two more trees will fall on my house.
Yeah, right. That's all you need. You always wanted a sunroof. I'm going to call you for the weather. Chris, what's it look like? Look up. What's it look like today? Sunny with a chance of rain.
Fucking.
It's hot outside, but I got shade in my living room, so we're good.
Joe in our on our Joe Ferry page says, listen to Marco's voice inflection when he's reading. Already sad news makes me want to walk
right
in traffic barefoot.
See what I mean? See what I mean? The reading made it worse. It was like, I don't know who, what was more pathetic.
Fuck you.
I think I'm more sad for your reading than I am for what actually happened. The man was pinned. Saved with a tourniquet. Used a belt.
You know,
the leg was broken.
If she was taking her belt off anyway and this guy thought he was going to die, the least she could have done was shown him a fucking lip or something.
I'm sorry, but the worst thing in that story was the woman took off her belt. Any woman that wears a belt, that's bad. You know she was a sloppy mess of a human being. I took off my overalls and I wrapped them around like a tourniquet. She had suspenders on.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's not good, man. That ain't good.
At least he survived,
though. Yeah, well, actually, I mean, come on. That's obvious.
I don't know if his fucking cock works, but...
Why you gotta bring his dick into it?
Why not? We taking a break tonight because of the...
Yeah, we're gonna take a break.
Just wonder.
Would you like me to do that now?
It doesn't matter.
Do you have to piss or something?
No, I'm good. Hey, drop a deuce. Big deuce. Oh, fuck.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And unmiked. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals.
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
There is no video. No shit. There is no video.
No.
We're broadcasting we haven't had video in how long?
Yeah. And everyone's tired of looking at Missy, except for Pedro.
And grainy video. We're not going to have video.
Well, if it's on Missy, it's grainy, not because of the video quality.
Are you talking about the skin?
Leathery. Why is Missy pixelated? And that's just how she looks. Granny video.
Tranny
what
video.
What the fuck? Tranny video?
Yeah.
More like it.
Let me guess, you guys talked about me.
Oh, she'll hear it.
You think so?
Yeah, of course she will. She hears it every time she's not here, and then she'll talk about it next week or the next show she shows up.
She won't listen to the whole. She'll listen to bits and pieces. She's got such a busy life, she's not going to listen to the whole.
That's right. You're right. She thrives.
She thrives in the
summer. Yeah, listening to our show is not thriving.
No.
Hey, Biffle, come here. Homer.
Fucking bitch!
Ha ha ha. You know, after hanging out with the two of them, her and Biffle, I'm just shocked that they're friends. Talk about
really?
Two worlds. Yeah, they're kind of two worlds. I mean, there's some similarities, but I think it's more of, you know, the tolerance level of Biffle. You know what I mean? Because Biffle seems like she's more level-headed. Well, she's obviously more level-headed than Missy, but it's just funny to me because it's like when they're together, they're alike, but when they're apart, they're so different.
So who's conforming to who as far as like when
I think out? I think Biffle's following Missy's lead.
See, Missy's the goddamn leader.
She is the leader. Well, she has to be. She doesn't follow anybody. It's her way or no way. That's how it is. That's how her world works. It's her way or the highway. It's like,
gotcha.
You know what I mean? Her friends just put up with whatever bullshit she does, and they're just like, whatever. They either don't take her seriously, and she's just like that retarded friend that everybody has, or they're just, you know, like crazy in their own right, and it's like something that they are compatible with.
Right.
But like, I just don't see how a normal person can sit there and put up with her shit on a weekly basis and be all right with it, unless they're just passive about it. Like, yeah, she's here, but she's not really with us. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you.
She like shows up and she's like, kind of like when we all hung out, she was really on her own all night mm-hmm. until she became an asshole. And then, you know, it affected everybody else. And I got to assume that that's happened with her group of friends before, where she's become an asshole. And it's just,
will anybody call her out on it though?
No, probably not.
No.
No, I mean, like when you're really, I mean, we all have a friend or have had a friend where it was like, you know, a pain in the ass to be around them, but you dealt with it because you were friends. You
right,
had that,
right.
You had that, you know, history. But some, like Missy, we see her every Thursday night. I mean, I've only hung out with her outside of the show three times. And honestly, the last one was the worst one and the last one. The last one was the last one. I mean, I've washed my hands.
Benito.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm never, I don't care if it's like funeral. I'm not going.
Stop it.
Jesus. I don't want her at mine. I know that. I know. I definitely don't want
her. Could you imagine her stumbling to your coffin?
No. No. She'll be in the back laughing.
Karma.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah, right. Karma. We'll see. We'll see which end karma affects, mine or hers.
I do not know.
I do. Man. No, but you know, she's definitely a hard person to be around when it's like, I mean, you see how we all, me mostly on the show, but we all have our little, you know, issues with her on the show. Like, you guys will eventually bump heads with her at some point.
Everybody
you know.
Bumps heads with each other.
But what I'm saying is with her, like, you, for the same reasons, like, it's just to the point where you're like, oh, come on with this shit. You know what I mean? Whereas if you hang out with her outside of the show and she really lets herself go.
She let herself go.
What the fuck? it gets to a point where you're like, oh, my God, I couldn't deal with this. Like, there's no way I could be friends with this girl. No way. No fucking way.
Who the fuck? I mean, who's got time for that shit?
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
I don't have time to thrive. I'm too busy to thrive.
That's your fault.
That's not thriving, dude. That's come on.
That's ruining fucking.
She's like the real life Tasmanian devil. Like, she just leaves wreckage everywhere. You know, the balls on that girl is unreal. The big fat balls on her. Unreal. The things that she's done. And she probably does. And then the funny thing is, it's always everybody else. She never takes responsibility for anything she does. She fucking plays it off.
I think she took responsibility.
No. You need an entire fucking unanimous decision to get her to somewhat come to grips with it. And even then, it's a piss poor fucking admission. You know? It's not like full. Because she doesn't want to think she could do any wrong. You know, Missy, she'll deny it to her grave. Missy's the kind of person where, you know, she may not say it or may say the opposite, but deep down inside, she wants everyone to like her.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's her thing.
Of course.
She says, I don't give two shits what other people think, but she cares more about what people think than she leads on.
Right.
You know, and that could be a female thing. That could be a her thing. It doesn't matter. Regardless, she does care what people think.
Of course.
Yeah.
And it's probably a female thing.
Well, I'm sure that has a lot to do with it, but it's also her because she tries. You know that guy that talks about getting pussy all the time but probably hasn't seen it in 15 years? She's kind of like that, except not with the pussy part. It's more of like, oh, I don't care about what people think, or I do, I'm my own person, or every idea starts with a movie, or whatever the fuck she says. I don't know. Like, all the bullshit she spews. Meanwhile, deep down inside, she keeps pumping that bullshit out, but really, she's trying to kind of glaze over that the fact that it's the opposite in real life for her.
We got
you
a
know?
Phone call coming in. Hello?
Yo!
Yo!
Oh, what's up?
What's up, brother? Yeah, yeah. If Miss is nodding, a good thing you don't have the video on.
Yeah. There's no point. Right. There's no point, right?
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I thought she was in, man. I'm like, Joe, I want to see my girl.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing. I don't know, man. She didn't give us a reason why she didn't show up tonight.
Really? She's probably fucking somebody or something.
Probably.
Hey, were you in Niagara Falls? You were Niagara.
Yeah, man, did you see that video?
We made a video of Niagara Falls.
No shit.
And shouted out Missy.
No shit. Did you say that the Niagara Falls was her pussy getting wet?
No, man, I wish.
Same size.
Well, I have some pussy over there, but the local pussy, not the. I didn't bring pussy over there.
Did you pay for it?
What?
Did you pay for the pussy?
Yes.
yeah. I got some local whores in the area, right, man. And they were pretty nice. I never fucked a Canadian chick before, so I needed to take advantage of that.
A Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Was their pussies as big as Niagara Falls?
What's that?
Were their pussies as big as Niagara Falls or what?
No, I didn't fuck. I went for some quality shit, like the 120 an hour in of Craigslist and Niagara.
Quality.
It wasn't too fat.
No.
it was
doable.
You know, like if you get 120 an hour here in New York, then you're talking a 500 pounder. But over there, it was in Canada. It was quality and shit.
Chris paid $200 and got Serena Williams.
Yo.
In Atlantic City.
So what's up? I haven't called in a while. I haven't been, you know.
We haven't been on, Pedro. This is the first time we've been on in about a month.
Yeah,
man.
We haven't been on in a while.
Yeah, well, you guys keep, like, not showing up and shit.
Nah, man. We had to move everything. Chris sold his house, so we had to move it out of his house.
Oh, so what is the name? Is it still in South Jersey?
Yeah, no. We're still in South Jersey. We're only a couple miles away from where it was, but we had to move everything and you know, I just set it up on Monday.
Temporary.
Oh, and get the new studio and shit.
It's another temporary move. Yeah, it's another temporary move. We'll be moving again at some point.
Damn, bro. If you need help, don't call me because I don't know about that shit.
Hey, when was the last time you talked to Rob Sprance and those guys?
Bro, it's been a while. Like I sent some shit to Rob, and I'm like, yo, you got to see this shit. And I don't think he ever saw it.
I think he's ignoring you. I think he's ignoring you.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know.
The thing is, me too, I'm being, you know, busy doing shit, you know?
What are you doing? I see you on TV yelling Baba Booey. Or I hear you on TV yelling Baba Booey.
I haven't done that in a while.
Oh, it's not you? It's another Spanish dude?
Oh, probably some copycat or some shit.
Yeah, he's a copycat, yes.
Yeah, you know?
He's a doppelganger.
Yo.
So,
and then when I went to Niagara Falls, I was there for a while and... You know, and it would have been nice to, you know, to have Missy over there. That's why I made the video just for her.
Everywhere Missy goes is like Niagara Falls. It's either tears or pussy juice.
Yo, I can tell you this. If you need some feedback on the technology shit, like you sound like you're breaking up over the phone and everything.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like as good as it used to, like it at the other place.
It is stormy. Let me ask you this, Pedro. When you're listening to us, when you're not on the phone, how does it sound? Does it sound like shit?
No. Well, on the regular shit, it was sounding normal.
Okay.
It was fine, sounding okay.
Okay, so it's just the phone then?
Yeah, because I have a setup with the headset and the microphone and all of that, you know, so I can sound, you know, nice.
Yeah, it does sound good.
It's the remnant of my Chocha studio that never really happened. But so when I hear you right now, it's sort of like a bad cell phone. That's how it sounds.
Oh,
like.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
not good.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's you know, we got bad weather here. Plus, the hookup isn't that great. Not like it was. So it's
no. I'm just letting you know. So you know. So
no, I appreciate
it. I know how it is. A lot of times you don't pick up a little shit here and over there. So
yeah, we hear you fine. You coming in crystal clear.
Yeah, man, it's the church of power over here. Yeah.
you gotta send some of that power over here.
Yeah, man. You know, it's raining over here too, man. It's fucking crazy out there.
Yeah, man.
That's why I'm in the house. Otherwise, I would have been out there and shit.
You're getting some more quality hookers.
Yeah, well, I haven't fucked a hooker in a long time. That was like the Canadian chick was the first one. It's like I cannot go to Canada and try the local pussy and not try the local pussy.
I understand. I mean, yeah, it's just like trying the cuisine. You gotta try the locals.
Were you up there on business or just pleasure?
No, just pleasure, man. Just pleasure. I was... You know, I went over there, I chilled, you know, it was nice.
You hopped in the Chocha van and drove up there?
In the van, no, because that's the work van, but I got somebody work. Else's car, and that's how
Wait,
I
did. Wait, somebody let you borrow their car?
Well, let's just say I got somebody else's car and live it like that.
Did you leave it there?
No. Yeah, I did get somebody legally because the border, they wouldn't let me cross it if the shit wasn't legit.
I got you.
You know, so, you know, I don't do illegal shit anymore for anybody listening and shit.
That's right. You're a clean citizen now.
Yeah. I try to be, you know. And yeah, man, so that's it. That's all there is. I was thinking, you know. I was trying to, like, I told Missy, yo, give me your number. She never gave it to me. I was trying to, like, I was doing what you guys said. I was talking her nice and shit, but it didn't work. That fucking chick, you got to mistreat her so you can pay attention to her. So she can pay attention to you. You got to treat her like shit.
You know, I think we should surprise Missy and have Pedro actually show up one day.
Bro, I'm down, man. I'll drive down to South Jersey. And fucking, that would be
nice. Could you imagine a look on her face when she shows up and Pedro's here? Oh my God, it'd be hilarious.
She would shit herself.
Now that would be on video. We'd have to have that memory forever.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I don't know, Pedro. I'm telling you, man. I think she might turn you off.
All I want to do is fuck her. I don't give a fuck about all the other shit you said.
I mean, this girl, I don't know if we talked about this because of all the bullshit that we were talking about when we went down the shore with her, but I actually have video footage. I said to Missy, we found a toenail at the shore house that we stayed at. Somebody's toenail from whoever stayed there before. And I said, I'll give you $20 if you put it in your mouth. And she did it. She put someone's dirty toenail on her tongue, and I have it on video, Pedro.
Nice. That means she will have no problem putting my cock in her mouth.
That's correct. That is correct.
Chris is shaking. He said, yes, absolutely.
She's
playing hard to get.
Yep. And yeah. I tell her to lick my ass, too. She'll probably go for it if you get her drunk enough.
And you know what? That toenail was probably sitting there for a good month, so you don't have to shower for a week, and she'll still do it.
Oh, that would be so great, like something I used to do, like if I broke up with a girlfriend or some shit, you know, like if the chick like really pissed me off, one thing I used to do, like I wouldn't shower for like a week and then I would get a whore and I would have her lick my balls and my ass and everything. I'm like, yeah, you fucking whore. Like she was paying the price for everything. So
she really earned her money.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to work for this, you fucking whore, you know. So, and then of course I'm pretending it's like my ex-girlfriend and shit, you know.
Oh my God. That's fantastic. Well, you really got a sick mind. I like it.
No, bro. You're paying for it, so fuck it.
That's true.
You know? So if Missy's willing to do that shit, fuck.
That's
she's
what I'm
the
saying.
Perfect chick.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows how many glory holes she's visited in her life?
Oh my gosh. You know? And if she pisses me off, you know, I just have her choke on my Pedro cock and it's like, you know, shut up and that kind of shit. Would be nice. But yeah, but he said she's not here, man.
Yeah, I know.
you know, but she's, it's cool, man.
She's got
cool.
better shit to
so
do.
So you guys were in a short house for how long?
No, no, we went for a Memorial Day weekend and Missy, yeah. Missy showed up and she just basically turned into an asshole at some point and it's just, you know, it is what it is. She was just.
How did she turn into an asshole? What'd she do?
She got drunk and stupid and she pissed everybody off. She was doing dumb shit. She was acting immature. And, you know, it got to the point where we were tired of her shit. And instead of like, honestly, if I did something that fucking stupid and then sobered up the next day, I would leave out of pure embarrassment. I think most people would have.
Yeah, I would have went home too.
Yeah, exactly. So she didn't. She hung around almost the entire fucking day the next day, but barely talked to anybody. And it was just like, you know, like she's got like no class, basically is what it comes down to.
Bro, but your audience is dying to know what exactly did she do that she embarrassed herself.
Well, we did talk about it.
I missed it.
She was running up and grabbing dudes' hands when they were with their girlfriends, and she was like just acting like a total asshole. And then at the end of the night, and the only reason why it was the end of the night is because she acted like an asshole, and we all bounced. But you know, we were doing shots, and she was dancing. I don't know. She was dancing around the bar the whole fucking night. By herself, basically. And when we did a shot, she came over and she was like, oh, I'm not good enough to do a shot. And we were like, well, you weren't here. That's why you didn't do a shot. And then I bought her a shot after the fact and she got pissed off and fucking left and caused this whole fucking, she was being a girl at that point.
Right.
Like a drunk asshole girl is what she was doing.
You guys dropped the ball because that was the perfect weekend to called me to come down there and put her in her place.
You know what, Pedro? Honestly, yeah, no. if I could rewind the clock, if I could turn back time, I would have had you waiting at the house for her.
Yo, that would have been fucking nice.
No shit. Know? And I would have totally looked the other way if you raped her.
Oh my God. Were you there with your girl?
No. Dude, if my girl was there, I wouldn't even know what would happen, honestly. I don't know what would happen.
No, cause I was gonna say that would have been fucked up cause you know, your girl is a hot chick and you don't want her to ruin some shit for you, you know?
Listen, I don't want Missy to ruin anything for my girlfriend, basically, is what I... you know what I mean?
That would have been fucked. Oh, Marco should have been like, yo, Pedro, here's the address, come down and shit.
You know what?
And I would have gone.
Because the way shit happened, everybody was kind of drunk or, you know, drinking a little bit. Didn't think about it, but now that we're talking about it, I'll never forget that idea ever again.
Bro.
As a matter of fact, the moment she does anything... that like rubs me the wrong way. We don't have to be down the shore. I'm calling you up.
Yo, well, in a situation like that, it's perfect because she's in the house. She's sequestered. You know, if there is a basement, I can throw her in there. You know, it would be nice.
Yeah, we'll lock the door, throw away the key.
Yeah, man.
I love it. That's it. Pedro's our new producer.
Man, that's fucked up though. So probably that's why she didn't show up. She's pissed.
No.
Yeah, we've done a couple shows since then.
Because this was back in May, so we did a couple shows before we took this break, and she was here. You know, and we talked about it on the air and had it out, whatever. But I mean, you know, now she just didn't show up because she obviously had something better to do. You know, she didn't tell us what it was. I'm sure it has to do with, you know, a guy or multiple.
PETA. She said she was going on a PETA run. She's saving the dog.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck she's babbling about on that. She put a Snapchat up about she was going to some PETA. What is it? Investigation?
PETA investigation.
Yeah, I don't understand what the fuck that means.
PETA, that sounds like code work for penis for cock. That's what it sounds like.
That's what I said.
You know, jeez. Yeah, she's probably, who knows, maybe she's a swinger, man.
She is a swinger.
No, you know, like in one of them, like she's the, like the cum bucket, what they call them? The cum bucket, that's what they call that. The chick that everybody jerks off on or some shit.
Cum
maybe
dumpster.
Tonight is her night.
She's the cum dumpster.
Yeah, the cum dumpster. Yeah, maybe she's the cum dumpster.
I think that's every night.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been to a couple of those swinger parties. Some crazy shit, man.
Yeah, I'm not big on that, man. I don't know why. That's just not.
Have you ever been to one though?
No. I have no interest
at
all.
I can tell you this, bro. That is the one thing that at least once in your life, you have to go and just check it out, just to see what this shit is all about.
I'd rather see a video than be there.
Yo, because I've been to a couple of them this year, you know, since I stopped fucking hookers. What? So I'm like, the first time I went, I'm like, yo, this was worth the price of admission, yo.
So cool. How do you find out about it? Is it like an underground thing? Is it like is it advertised?
There are places or websites online. I don't want to give it out, but I can give
No. And you don't have to tell us. I'm just curious how you found out about it. Is it like online?
Yeah, you got websites and then, you know, they sign up and then they advertise, you know, oh, on this day, there's going to be a party at, like, at a hotel and shit. And, you know, like, in that shit, if you have a girl, then you're golden. You know, the couples are like, you know, the single guys are all the creepy guys, you know, are like a dime a dozen. And of course, I was one of them, you know, but I had to see that shit for myself. I was like, fuck, I got to see this shit.
Yeah.
I went the first time and I'm like, fuck, man, this is great.
Yeah, I couldn't do it, man. I don't know how you do it.
No, because you don't have to do anything. Just go, and the next thing you know, you're hanging out. You're pretending like everything is fine, everything's cool. Next thing you know, a couple starts fucking, like literally right next to you. They are fucking. And then the next thing you know, there's a bed, and there's a chick taking like 3 and 4 dicks, and I'm like, fuck! This is like, I don't need to watch porno anymore. This is real life.
See, that's what I mean. Like, that's I don't know. It doesn't sound as appealing. To see it in person, I'd rather watch.
I'm not telling you appealing about jerking off. I'm not gonna jerk off with a whole bunch of fucking.
No. You'll do that when you go home.
But it's one of those things. It's like some people say, you know, like before I die, I gotta skydive or go scuba diving.
Yeah.
That's one of those things you gotta see for yourself before you die. You have to.
Yeah, I think I'd rather skydive.
Yeah, because I done that shit. I did the skydiving.
So wait, Pedro. Let me ask you: when you saw the chick taking 3 dicks at once, were the dudes wearing rubbers or were they going bareback?
They when they were fucking her pussy, it was with the condoms. They did have condoms everywhere.
Okay,
that's one thing they have, condoms everywhere. But she was blowing this guy's bareback and they were coming on her face and the whole shit. And you're like, damn. And here's the kicker. The husband was right then and there. Uh-huh.
See, that's the shit.
That's crazy.
That's the shit I don't understand. I could never share any girl.
That's the shit.
But the guys that like to watch their women get fucked, I don't understand that at all.
A good friend of mine wanted me to fuck his girlfriend.
I know you're talking about.
And he wanted to watch, and I was just like, you're out of your
fucking
mind.
That's creepy as hell, man.
Bro. No, and then there was the flip side, and that's the kind of woman that you hope you can get. On the flip side, there was this fucking guy, you know, fucking this other chick doggy style, and while he was fucking her, his wife was like rubbing his back and shit. And then after he finished and he came, you know, she was like, oh, thank you for letting my husband fuck you. and the chick was like, thank you for letting me fuck your husband. Like, yo, that
like
is the
nice
perfect wife.
Yeah.
Yo, that's the shit.
Would you do that? Would you be all right with that? You would like to have a woman that you can fuck other women and she could fuck other men?
No, she cannot fuck other men, bro. Yeah, that would be homo. You know?
No, you're not fucking other men. She be fucking other men.
Yeah, but if you're gonna let some dude fuck your woman, you're a homo. I don't care who you are. That's the shit. You know, that's homo. You know, but if my woman wants me to fuck other woman, and even better, if she's even into women, oh my gosh, it's on. That shit is fun.
Well, then Missy's the perfect woman for you.
Oh, woman. My gosh. You know, yeah. I mean, she'll be taking cocks like a fucking, like nail clippings and shit. That would be nice. For $20, no less. That's cheap.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even think to up the ante. We should have paid her.
She would have done it for less.
We should have paid her $40 to put someone's dick in her mouth.
No.
That's when we should have called Pedro.
But yeah, man. Yeah, so it's interesting shit. It's like, I went there once, and then I said, fuck it, let me go again. And then I went again. Then after the second time, it's boring. You know, then it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, you got no loads you know? Left.
Because there is no way I'm going to, like, in real life, like, outside of that scenario, I'm going to take a chick home, you know, like, no way. One of them chicks that is fucking everybody, no way.
She's covered in dried cum at the end of the night. I mean, what will you take her home?
I told you this, bro. They keep that shit, like, very clean. Like, they got baby wipes all over. They got condoms. They got, like, what do you call the hand sanitizer shit. They, you know.
Can someone
but they
please
have multiple cocks in their mouth, you know?
Can someone please rub my balls with Purell? The girl better be drinking a hand sanitizer if you're going to take her home with you at the end of the night.
Oh, I made sure, bro. I was using that hand sanitizer when I left, bro. I was like, fuck this.
So the guys that go there by themselves, they're not allowed to join in? They're not allowed to join in. You can only join in if you have a girlfriend there.
Apparently, like, if the couple lets you, it's like, you know,
okay.
Like if the girl and the couple, you know, they get, if they say, yeah, join us or some shit,
right.
You know, they were telling me to join. I'm like, I'm not fucking getting in there. Fuck that.
Well, couldn't you find a group of just girls to join with?
But the thing is, you're not, you know, that shit is full of pervert motherfuckers. So, it's mostly guys over there. Like, you know,
just a bunch of dudes standing around watching you fuck a couple girls.
You know, like they call the single women that go to those things, the single women, they call them unicorns because you never find one.
That's fantastic. Unicorns.
Yeah, yeah, man.
So what are you guys doing?
That that's the unicorns. Term they use, the unicorn shit.
That's great. That's a fucking great nickname, unicorns.
Yeah, you don't find them, bro. Yeah,
they're majestic beasts. You only read about them. You can't see them.
Yeah, you always hear, you fantasize, you wish you find it, but you know, but you don't find them. It's like,
that's true. That's true, man. That's a great fucking point. Jesus Christ.
But I'm telling you, you gotta go just to see it once. And then you go, okay, that's it. I don't need to see that shit again.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, man. I've seen porns with similar, even though it's fake. I've seen porns like set up like that. I don't know if I could watch that shit live, man.
No, you leave whenever you want. You know,
I don't know if I want to.
Yo, what the fuck?
I don't even know if I want to go.
Like I went there, and when I went there, like nothing was happening, and then I'm like, okay, I hang around. I pay my money. You know,
did you pay
so
a lot?
I better see some action.
Did you pay a lot of money?
And then like about an hour and a half into it, that's when the shit started. And when it started with one couple, then everybody else started.
Oh, so they had to break the ice.
You know, yeah, that's all it takes. And I tell you this, there was this one hot, like really hot fucking black chick. Oh my gosh. Like the chick could have been a model and shit. You know, she was there with her boyfriend, and, you know, they started going, and all I wanted to do, all I was waiting for was for that chick to get naked. I just wanted to see her get naked.
Sounds like another unicorn.
You know, and she was there with the boyfriend, or whatever the other guy was, and they didn't let anybody, like, fuck her or touch him or anything, but they put on a fucking show. I mean, I guess some people are just about letting all, because it's the creepiest, like, when you see this shit, it's the creepiest shit. Like, this chick started, like, you know, they started making out, getting naked, and then, of course, all the creepy single guys gravitate to that shit and surround to watch that shit. So fucking creepy and crazy. Sure enough, I was one of the creepy guys.
What did you pay to get in there?
At this place, it was outside of New York. It's like $60, you know, but like apparently like in the city, some places they charge you $100. I wouldn't pay that
shit. Can you drink there or no?
You gotta bring your own. Most of them you bring your own.
BYOB.
Yeah.
God.
No, but they have that shit like nicely like set up. They have somebody like in watching the drinks, the whole shit, so nobody touches your shit. Right. You know?
Yeah, I would hope not.
Yeah,
I wouldn't let anybody hand me a beer, let alone fucking.
Yeah, no, bro, and of course, you know, I didn't bring any alcohol. I'm like, I'm not drinking. I gotta have all my. You know, because you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. You don't know if the cops are going to bust in there, you know, or some shit. You know, and it was a hotel, so you don't know.
Wow, you know? It was actually a hotel. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, wow. They rent out like a hotel with a big room and shit. You know, it's interesting. It's one of those, I keep saying, it's one of those things you, at least you just got to see it and they go like, fuck, I've seen that shit.
I don't know. I seen Eyes Wide Shut. That was pretty creepy.
Yeah, man. It is fucking. It's fucking crazy. But it's like, you know, because you always hear about the wives. To me, that was like, okay, that's the woman I got to find. That's my search in life, you right. know, now.
Right.
You know, find a woman that lets you fuck other women. And then, you know, thank the other woman for letting you fuck her and then make out with you as soon as you come. I'm like, ah, oh, my girl.
Marriage material. Mm-hmm. That's funny, man.
It would be great to throw Mr. in the middle of that shit.
Are we interrupting dinner? Are you eating somebody?
Yeah, I'm having F with Jung and shit.
What are you having?
Egg Foo Young.
Egg Foo Young.
Oh, Egg Foo Young.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
No, that's the food. I haven't fucked an Asian chick in a while.
I'm fucking with you.
I thought it was an empanada.
Did you say Haitian or Asian?
Asian.
Now, how do you say Haitian?
The Haitian?
It's the same thing. Haitian and Asian.
No, I'm saying Haitian.
And what about the Asian?
Haitian.
I fucked this girl. She was half Haitian and half Haitian.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Oh, I did fuck some chick like that once, bro. The greatest, like, you get any race mixed with Haitian.
Yeah.
And they come out beautiful. So one time I fucked a chick. She was half Asian, half black. And oh my gosh, gorgeous fucking chick.
Okay. Wait. She was half Asian or Haitian?
Half Haitian and half black.
So she like the Chinese Asian or like.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was talking about Haitian. Cause if he's half Haitian and half black,
she's black.
She's pretty dark.
Yeah, man.
So she was Blackanese.
Yeah, man. You mix anything with that, and it's exotic looking women and kids and shit. But yeah, man.
Pedro, you're all right.
Yo. So what's the plan now? What else is on the show tonight?
Well, we're going to be ending real soon, so we're going to wrap up when we get off the phone.
Ah, man. Ah, so I'm going to let you guys go and finish your shit, man.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thank you, bro. Take care, man. Keep right. doing the shit and let me know.
We will, brother.
Later, man. All right.
Bye.
Pedro. Bye. Fucking dude is unbelievable. I still don't know if he's saying Asian or Haitian.
I have no idea.
Half Haitian, half black. If he said half Haitian and half Haitian again, I would have died. I would have fucking died.
Twice during that call, he said women like nine women. Times in 10 seconds. It was great.
Yeah, that's my kind of woman.
Could you ever let another guy fuck your wife?
No. Well, that's what I was trying to say. I can't share my girl with anybody. I mean, if that, it would be involuntary. If that happened,
that's the only way
it's called cheating.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. I mean, I can't
hey, can
willingly.
Can you imagine watching your wife fucking up? Go ahead, honey, take that cock. Like, what the fuck?
If my girl, like, even if Kate Upton was on the table for me, I still couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I just couldn't. Because I'm not saying, like, Kate Upton would be a one-time deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but my girl could be forever. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not going to risk that.
Look at it this way.
For that. And then her fucking other dude.
If Kate Upton's on the table when your girl's around, there's a good chance Kate Upton's on the table when your girl's not around.
No, I'm saying if Kate Upton. No, if Kate Upton was on the table for me.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, what are you saying?
If Kate Upton's willing to fuck you, it doesn't matter if your girl's around or not. You just wait till your girl's not around.
No. I was trying to paint the scenario that she's there. I didn't talk about that. That's on my own. That's one behind closed doors.
Exactly. You don't tell nobody about it.
Yeah. That's the fantasy list. It's like fantasy football, but it's pussy instead.
It really isn't worth it because
no,
I mean,
it's not. It's really not.
For realistically, how long are you going to make it with Kate Upton? 10, 15 seconds?
I wouldn't even touch her before I finish. I'd be sleeping by the time she took her underwear off. I'd already be napping. I think my girlfriend hates Kate Upton now because of me. It was funny. On the 4th of July, I put a fucking picture on my phone. I was looking for some like good wallpaper for my phone, and this is what I found.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
Yeah. And she was like, really? And I'm like, hey, you know, it's 4th of July.
It's patriotic.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
Don't put that on your phone, the terrorists win.
Exactly. Exactly. Who wants, and I don't want to put a fucking flag on my phone. Mm-mm. Like, that hasn't been done before. Everyone's got that on their phone or whatever, wearing a flag shirt or, you know. I was doing something different. So I put Kate Upton's
ringtone is "Proud to Be American," that country song that everybody.
No, it's
plays.
The Hulk Hogan one.
Oh, that's the good
real
one.
American.
Yeah, that's the good one.
That's the real good one.
I like that one better than the fucking one they always play.
The Hulk Hogan theme is my ringtone during the 4th of July.
Do you rip your shirt off?
Dude, I rip my shirt off even when I don't want to.
It's not bad. I'd rock it. I'd put it on my phone. Fobamania on a t-shirt.
Nah. Nah, I would. I can't do it, man.
There it is.
My phone's ringing. Fight for the rights of every man. Brother. I am a real American. I think Pager should be Hulk Hogan for Halloween.
When it comes crashing down, he's getting hyped up when he came through the curtain.
Although Rocky III was a culture shock seeing him in that movie.
Yeah.
Because in wrestling, he had turned into Hulk Hogan already. And in Rocky, he was Thunderlips. Come here, meatball.
Speaking of Rocky, have you seen the preview for Creed yet?
There's a preview? No, yeah. I haven't seen it.
Looks good, man.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm amped for that. I want to see that. I mean, Stallone's still hanging in there, man. It seems like he's doing
it. Looks like
right.
It would be a good movie without Stallone. Let's
really?
Put it that way. Yeah.
I believe it. I heard some really exciting news the other day. They are making a Han Solo movie.
Yeah. I saw that today.
Yeah. I'm stoked about it. They're actually doing another spinoff from Star Wars about, I think it's called Rogue Squadron or something like that. I don't know. Something weird like that. I heard that and I'm like, yo, that's fuck. It's going to be like 2018 now.
Yeah.
I'll probably die before that comes out.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Yeah. But
they already hired an actor to play.
Oh, really?
No name.
Oh, well, it's probably better that way. They usually turn out
British
better.
Kid.
Of course. Yeah. Because there's no Americans that can act anymore.
Nope.
You have to get people from other countries to do it. Everybody's fucking British now. Every actor, actress is British playing an American. It's ridiculous. I watched some movie the other day called Blood Ties with Clive Owen, and he plays like a New Yorker. And his brother is the dude from, his name's Billy Crudup. He's the dude from Sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cop. Clive Owen's like a pimp. And it's funny. He's trying so hard to sound New York, but you can still hear a little British in the back. You know what I mean? It's just weird. And it's just every actress, with the exception of Mila Kunis, is fucking British or some other nationality. It's like, what happened? Are we out of work here? We're outsourcing jobs for Hollywood now?
Yep.
Fucking
they're taking over.
Yeah.
The goddamn sheriff on Walking Dead, Rick Grimes, is British.
Oh, I know.
And he's supposed to be like a Georgia.
Carl.
Yeah. Carl.
I'm looking forward for that to come back on, plus the spinoff.
Spinoff starts in August.
Which one comes first?
The spinoff.
Okay.
I think it's only like 6 to 8 episodes.
Yeah. That's how the first one
they
starts.
Have like four different previews of it.
Do
but,
they?
But they don't quite show you the walking guy, the dead person. Yeah. But they kind of like give
well,
you like
it, a doesn't shadow. It start like right when it all started to happen? Yeah. Like at ground zero yeah. for them or whatever.
Like there's one walking up to a pool where some hot chick is sunbathing. There's one woman taking her garbage or groceries out of the van. There's another one where their kids are skateboarding and there's like a zombie walking up. You see like the feet.
Really?
Yeah. So they don't quite show it, but yeah, I'm curious. Mm-hmm. I heard they're not going to really go into how it started or anything.
Well, we know how it started from the first one.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to show the origin.
Yeah, they're not really going to go into that.
They're just going to show how it's like starting to unfold. I get it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in a different. We're not going to see like Georgia anymore for
right.
a while.
Right. You're going to see it could. Eventually.
I heard it's like Los Angeles or some shit. Yeah. That's pretty crazy because now you get to see city the whole time.
You get to see city. You get to see like Malibu. I think not Malibu. The pier, Santa Monica.
Malibu.
Pier. I'm from the Boo.
Oh God, that's so gay.
Horrible movie, but
that's so gay. Boo from the Boo.
Yeah, I can't wait till it comes out. Carl.
Yeah, there's some good shit coming out this fall.
I saw they just re-upped Saul.
Oh, they had to. Yeah. It did wonderful, I heard.
But they just fucking re-upped it.
Though. Really?
Weird, yeah.
Huh.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
It was fantastic. I was shocked at how good it ended up being, actually. I didn't think it was going to be that good. It was. It was really good. It's kind of, it was hard to imagine without, you know, the whole Walter White thing, but the direction that they're going with, like how they were going about it, I thought it was awesome. That one dude's character is great, Mike.
Yeah.
He's great. I mean, the show, it could be a spinoff of Mike, I'd watch it.
Well, they were both very interesting characters.
Right,
in Breaking
right.
Bad.
Better call Mike. I'll watch it.
Like if they did a spinoff of Jesse, I don't know that I'd watch it.
No, he's annoying.
Yeah, but those two were both
very
interesting.
I know Missy would love it. She'd be finger popping herself at the credits, opening credits. Starting a fire down there.
Her finger would deteriorate and fall off.
Finger looks like a walker.
She looks like JPP from the Giants.
There's got to be a mess down there. It has to be.
Like a M80 exploded down there.
Something. I mean,
just meat flaps everywhere, yeah. All directions.
Yeah. Like a bat.
It's got to be a train wreck down there, right? I mean, just an absolute casserole of nonsense.
Not how she describes it.
Oh, no.
It'd just be amazing to me that she has, like, you know, a beautiful vagina, considering the opposite happened everywhere else.
Stop acting like your anus is a national treasure.
My vagina is a national treasure.
Once you get those pants off, it's like two sagging pressed hams and a slice of pizza.
Fucking throw up in my mouth a little bit.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, this shit ain't gonna come back to haunt us. Next time she comes in,
what's she going to? She's not even gonna listen. You kidding me?
I told you, dude, for the 10th time. She always listens when she's not here. Not live. She'll listen to the recording, and then she'll come in, and she always comments about
the previous worst thing. Thing about this setup right now is this fucking mirror sitting right here.
Why?
She's going to look in it constantly, fix her hair.
No, she uses her phone for that.
Why would she's got a mirror? That's
because
fucking...
she's not facing the mirror. The mic is going to be in front of her, not behind her.
That's true.
And I don't know what she's going to be looking in the mirror for. It's not going to help. I mean, come on. It's like getting your hair done walking through a car wash. Does it matter at this point? Christ.
I'm not vain.
No, not at all. Not at all. Pigpen from the Penis Gang with tits.
What the fuck?
Yeah, we're going to catch a tongue lashing next week.
HPV tongue lashing.
Like we give a fuck.
Oh, it's all in good fun.
It is.
Well, that vagina is ground zero, man.
That's what happens when she doesn't show up. She gets her balls broken.
For PETA.
Yeah, for PETA. Whatever.
PETA Rescue.
PETA Bread. PETA.
She's doing charity work.
She is charity work. Only girl I know could have a yard sale and actually someone would buy the whole yard and drive it out.
Oh, fuck.
Ugh. I'll tell you what, man. We'll have to open a window next week.
Why?
Is it
smoky?
Yeah, it's you can't. It's not killing you.
No,
oh, dude,
not
you're
at
gonna
all.
Reek.
I know.
You're gonna reek. It's actually killing me.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not at all.
But with her here,
it.
It'll be three people smoking. It's gonna be bad in here. I'm gonna have to. I have no choice.
I don't know if it's because I've been going to South Philly and smoking cigars on the weekend.
Yeah, but you don't inhale cigars.
No, that's true. But
the smoke. The smell. The smoke.
Maybe yeah. I'm getting. I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe the cancer already kicked in.
My luck, it probably will.
I'll tell you what, you're doing good. You're doing
oh, good. I give a fuck some local tribesman gets cancer, cry me a fucking river.
I'm a green belt motherfucker. I still haven't seen Horrible Bosses 2 yet.
So
I'm going to watch. It's on HBO this week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
I gotta, Saturday, I think it comes on.
Seen it.
Yeah. I got to go to a fucking wedding Saturday.
Oh, I hate weddings.
Well, no, this is like the worst. Like, Here's my problem. Okay. Saturday, I got to work. By the time I get done, it should be around 2 o'clock. The wedding starts at 5:30. The whole fucking thing is outside. And Saturday's going to be like 91 degrees. It's like, it's a backyard wedding.
Wow.
Like, who does that?
That's not fat friendly.
No, it's not any friendly. It's not elderly friendly, that's for sure. I hope someone drops dead. I hope.
Jesus.
I hope. I already told my girl, look, I'm going to be going to my car a lot and sitting in the air. I really do, because this is nuts. I mean, in the middle of fucking July, right?
Yeah,
one of the hottest months of the year.
You're asking for it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, right. Do you have a sizzling sound like bacon cooking? That's what it's going to sound like. All week, it's been so fucking humid. I felt like I had a Cinnabon in my underwear. Like, it's just sticky and fucking, it's nasty. Nasty. Like, someone glazed my fucking underwear with Cinnabon. Oh, it's just disgusting. And I told her I'm not wearing a fucking suit.
What are you wearing?
I'm going to wear
a backyard wedding. You would wear a suit?
No, I'm not going
no,
to.
Absolutely not.
I'm wearing fucking khaki pants and a dress shirt.
Yeah.
No tie.
No.
No, fuck that. I don't care.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't.
And I'm
no.
Bringing, and it's a backyard. I'm bringing a kiddie pool.
You're I'm right. I'm got married in the backyard too. Right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've been to a backyard wedding before, but yeah. The people that had the wedding, they were, I mean, not, I'm not saying these people aren't nice, but they were a little higher in social stature.
Right, right.
This is more of like, you know, I'm going to hear banjos at some point. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not really, you know, you're like dueling banjos. It's just, I don't know. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's stupid. The horse shit that my girlfriend had to go through with this thing has been a constant fucking migraine.
She in it?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not like, it's not traditional at all. Like, my girlfriend, first of all, this is weird. So the bride doesn't pick the dresses. She tells the girls the color she wants them to buy. My girl bought four different dresses, and
wow.
She only didn't like any but one. So she settled on the one, which she doesn't even like that much. She liked the other ones better. And they have to wear a certain type of shoe during the wedding, and then after the wedding, they have to wear cowboy boots. So my girlfriend's spending money like crazy.
Cowboy boots?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's like, who does this shit? This person has no fucking, like, you know, just no, like, I don't know. I can't even think of the fucking word. Regards for other people. You know, like, my girl's spending a buttload of money. And for what?
Cowboy
for some white trash wedding? Yeah, but regardless, like, who does that? If anything, provide them. You know, at least you gave us those ugly sneakers. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have to buy it on our own. You gave it to us. So it was like, all right, we wear the kicks. You know, it's funny. I went to a wedding a month ago and they wore Chuck Taylors.
Chuck Taylors, yeah. That's a big
deal. The bride wore yellow Chuck Taylors.
Oh, that's cool.
And the men wore the traditional black and white, you know, Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
But like, they were provided with them by the bride and groom. You know, it wasn't. I don't know. It's just ridiculous.
Skin boots.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous.
I hear you.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Fucking weddings have gotten ridiculous. You know, I used to always shit on traditional weddings, but honestly, they're the best ones because there's organization.
Open bar.
And, well, yeah. Well, that's the other thing. I have no idea what the it's probably going to be moonshine from these people. I have no fucking clue. You know, they're a little on the, you know, hillbilly side, sort of.
Yeah, I don't look forward to those.
And they're cheap. Yeah. She made all the fucking shit herself. You know? And my girl's like, oh, make sure you grab a fan. She shouldn't have had the maid fans. We should be in a fucking air conditioning. Like, I'm not going to fucking sit there and fan myself like
some people are
fucking fat old lady at the goddamn Kentucky Derby.
Some people are less fortunate.
You know, I'm going to go sit in my fucking car half the night until this shit's over. And then.
No, and I agree with you. Some people are less fortunate, but do the shit in September.
Exactly.
July's fucked up for an outside wedding.
I agree. I mean, July and August should be off the table if you're doing an outside wedding.
Exactly. Why not wait an extra month or two?
Right.
Or three. You only get divorced in a year.
Right.
Spend all that money for what?
Yeah. I mean, I was at
Are you talking about your own situation now?
Kinda.
I was at a wedding in a backyard in June, but it was early June. It was doable. It was comfortable enough to wear shorts. And not sweat your fucking balls off. And then, you know, this is July. It's mid-July. And it's just like, you got to be kidding me. And we already know that the weather, there ain't going to be a cloud in sight. It's going to be high humidity. It's going to be in the 90s. It's probably going to feel hotter than that. And, you know, I'm going to sit there and fucking melt.
You got to bring a wardrobe change.
And that's the other fucking problem. So forget the fact that I had to work all fucking day and then do this bullshit. She's telling me that we are obligated to go out after the wedding.
Oh, fuck that.
And I'm like, come on,
well,
man.
She's obligated to go out.
Well, that's what
I mean.
But if I don't go, I'm an asshole. Like a couple weeks ago, she's like, they're having a rehearsal dinner. And, you know, you're invited. I'm like, I don't have to be there. I'm not part of the wedding. In my thoughts are like rehearsal dinners for people that are in the wedding.
Yeah, that's what
I
thought.
But you're a significant other that, you know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. I have no parts of rehearsal, whatever. I don't, you know, it was a Friday night. I work Saturday mornings. I'm like, I'm not going to a fucking, you know, rehearsal dinner in East Bumblefuck, you know, for people I barely fucking know, nor do I care to. And it's just like, you know, why are you inconveniencing me? This wedding is already an inconvenience to me. You know, it's just like, it's stupid. If it was
some
like
things you have to do.
Yeah. Man. And you know what? I went to the last fucking wedding and the wedding before, the bullshit shotgun wedding from before.
There's going to be a bunch more like this that you're going to have to.
No,
go to
no, this is it. None of our other friends are ever getting married.
You're lucky.
Yeah. If there is going to be a wedding, it may be mine. Maybe. That's it. And other than that, not that.
So
she's ran out of friends.
Make your wedding a combination of all the things you hated from their weddings.
No.
Just to put them through all of it.
No, it's easy because our wedding, they're not coming. Nip it right in the butt. I already said if we get married, we're doing a destination wedding.
Was that not the best?
Destination wedding. That's exactly right. Destination wedding. And then when we come back, we'll do like a reception for family and shit like that. You know, that.
You can get your ducats.
Exactly. Right. So I'm not looking forward to a big wedding with all that horse shit and who gives a fuck. You know, it's a waste of money. It's a waste of fucking money. Even if you know people that can help you out with certain amenities for a wedding, you're still paying. So why would you waste the money? If you're going to waste the money, waste it on like a fucking vacation. You can get married on your vacation. It's perfect. It's like microwavable. You know, and she's down for it.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I even told her, I mean, we could just go to Vegas for 3 fucking days, get married, and then go away somewhere.
Let Elvis marry you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Do you? You, Silla?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I'm just so pissed off about this weekend. Last night I talked to her. She was all upset on the phone. And I was like, listen, you know, It's almost over. I can't wait till Sunday just so I can recover from the stress from this day that hasn't even happened yet and has nothing to do with me. It's not even one of my friends getting married. You know, if it was my friends, I wouldn't stress out about it.
Right.
Because they don't put me through that shit. Even your wedding. The only thing that I didn't feel right was is that I was actually sick. But I had nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Other than that, everything was smooth sailing. Yeah. You know what I mean? You guys had everything organized. Everything was prepared.
Not you guys.
Whatever. What I'm saying is your wife did what she was supposed to do for a wedding. She took the proper channels to create whatever happened.
She didn't want to be inconvenienced and bothered for dumb shit.
Right.
And nobody else wants to be inconvenienced and bothered.
And this has been nothing but an inconvenience to my girlfriend, to all the other people that are involved. This person getting married has no fucking clue what kind of, you know, because no one wants to say anything to her because it's like, well, it's her day.
Yeah.
Well, fuck her day. You know, I really do. I hope like someone's grandmother just fucking.
Oh my God, dude.
No, I'm not saying dies, just like passes out from the heat. I'm going to stand up and be like, see? This is why you don't do this bullshit.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me, dude. Don't fucking bother me. You know me. You know me. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
You give zero fucks.
No, zero. I don't know these people. Who are these people?
I don't know.
I don't care. I know if my girl's listening, she's probably having a fucking condition.
Oh, you're making her fucking stress out even more.
Well, it doesn't matter. Her friend doesn't listen to this fucking podcast, so it don't matter. And I don't want her to.
Good for her.
You met her. Remember the one who was bitching about Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Her. Ugh. Fucking pain in the balls this one is. She's a putana, this one.
When she gets married, hopefully she's out of your hair for good. Because, you know.
Yeah.
You find yourself like less time doing shit.
Well, this is it. I said. I'm like, you have no more obligations to her after this. When this is done, you're done. You know? Like, no more. Don't sign up for shit. Just let it go. You know, because then we're going through a Rolodex of our other friends. Like, yeah, there's no way these two are getting married. That's all that's left. There's two of them. You know? So it's like, yeah, we don't see that shit happening. It's not happening. You know, the other ones are already married. And it's like, all right, this one's getting done. And then after this, you know, because I told her, I was like, well, most of my friends are married already. So we don't have nothing to worry about. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's perfect. You know, if my brother gets married, Chris gets married. Yeah, but it ain't going to be a bitch.
No,
you know?
No.
I don't have to fucking worry about nothing. Mm. So,
don't do it.
I really don't have any plan on doing it.
Don't do it.
No, just go and page her to those fucking swinger parties.
I'd rather get married.
Yeah, look at all the women. all right, let's check out. Let's do our thing.
Yes, sir. I guess we'll be back next week with the full squad.
We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe if she doesn't have to hunt down any dogs.
Come on, dude.
And don't forget, check out Bobby Kelly, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Oh,
July 16th, 10 o'clock, FX.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We're going to try to have him on. We're going to try to get him on.
I got to be honest. Yeah. I can't remember the last time I was this excited about the premiere of a TV show.
I just hope. The Bobby Kelly curse doesn't kick in.
You know what? I'm pulling for this. I think it's going to be good. The previews have been great. The small commercials they've been doing, hilarious. You know, Bobby's barely in them, but I know that this is going to be good. I know Bobby's going to do good. And, you know, Dennis Leary, him and FX, they're a perfect couple. Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be a big, big show. I hope so too, because honestly, I don't dislike Louie. I loved the first season, and I kind of died out, and the second one got a little boring for me. But there's really no comedies really left, like that kind of comedy.
Louis' past season was very good. I dug the comedians. I thought it was okay.
Right.
But, yeah.
I watched a couple really episodes. It was kind of funny. Yeah. I haven't finished, but, you know. I really think this is going to be – I'm hoping it's going to be good. They got a good cast. I like the premise.
It should be good.
You know.
It should be good.
Give us Dennis Leary another reason to sing.
Well, hopefully we'll get him on in the next couple weeks to see how busy he is.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. And I don't need to talk to you cocksuckers. Yeah. I'm big now.
I've always been big.
Yeah. He got bigger.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk to him about that. Right. I'm worried about him.
Right. Well,
he's a father now, and he's putting on baby weight.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to stop.
Yeah.
I know
major weight.
I know he's got to keep it for the role, but that doesn't mean you have to have
the role in the back of his head.
Yeah. I like Marco's description. He looks like a thumb.
He's so big. He was in one episode of Louis this past season. He was sitting on a full couch. It looked like a love seat.
It looked like Jabba the
Hutt. He took up the whole thing.
Ho, ho, ho. Nah, but hopefully we'll get him on. But,
yep.
All right,
let's get out of here.
Later.
Bye, nigga!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.